Hey, Pastor Stephen here. Welcome to the Abundant Springs Podcast. If you haven't already, be sure to check us out online at abundantsprings.church. And now, on to this week's message.
Sometimes I think that we get confused as to why we pray. I think we don't understand it. We don't get why we pray. We just say, well, the Bible says we should pray, and therefore I guess I'll pray once in a while. Or we say, well, the Bible says that if I pray, you know, that Sunday school song, you know, read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow. And so that's the reason why I'm praying every day, is just because I want to grow. And we think that this is the whole purpose of it all. Well, let me tell you that there's two big spiritual things that happen when you're praying. In fact, I may change my mind later and decide there's three. Hang on. But the first of those is that as you pray, spiritually, you're being changed. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but when you come before God regularly, your requests start out pretty selfish. They start out kind of your own thing, but as you come before him and as you pray, and as you pray humbly, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As we frame our prayers around who God is, we suddenly find ourselves transformed spiritually. Suddenly we find that we hear God's voice a little more clearly. We find that our prayers are changing to be more in line with what God wants us to be praying for. See, we're changed spiritually with our prayers. But that's not the only thing that we see. We also see here in Daniel chapter 10 that the angel wasn't just sent out to fight the prince of Persia just on a whim. He said, from the first day that you started to speak these words and that you began to ask these things, that this angel was sent out. And because of that, he was then faced with this prince of Persia. And then as Daniel continued to pray, because remember, Daniel prayed for 21 days. The angel was fighting for 21 days. And at the end of that 21 days, here comes Michael, who's sent to help the angel fight so that the angel can go and deliver his message. See, our prayer, it does things in the spiritual realm. Prayer is spiritual warfare. They impact spiritual things. And so don't ever think that your prayers are little. Don't ever think that prayer is a waste of time and it's something that you don't have time for. Because you see, prayer is impactful. What I want you to understand today is our prayers don't determine whether or not God wins. Okay? God has won already. When he sent his son Jesus to the world to reconcile us to the Father, to be able to have that life-giving relationship with Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross, the enemy thought that he had won, but Jesus rising again sounded the victory bells. We can relate it to the experience of, I believe it was World War II, where D-Day happened. And at the end of D-Day, it was apparent to everyone that the Allies had won. They'd won. For all intents and purposes, there was no other way that it could happen. Everyone looked at it and they went, they have won. But the war didn't end that day, did it? It continued for a while. People continued to die for the war. They continued to fight until V-Day, when the war was completely over. And you say Jesus' death and resurrection, that day there, that was like our D-Day. On that day, the victory was won. It was secured. It was locked in. The victory has been won, but we are still in this time of spiritual warfare where we still have to fight. The fight isn't for whether or not Jesus wins or Satan wins. The fight is for the souls of men and women here in the world as to who at the end of time is going to be standing on the side of the victors. Who is going to have eternal life and who will not? And that is why we pray. And that is why we stay on mission and we share our faith with others and we create relationships with the people that God has placed around us. That is the reason why we seek to grow in our faith, is because we love the world that God loves. And we want to see people brought to him so that on the final day, as many souls have been saved as possible. as the Holy Spirit works in their hearts and as we speak obediently into their lives, that they may come to know Christ. The third thing that I see here is that Jesus doesn't want you to give up. Now, nowhere in this passage does it necessarily say that if Daniel had stopped at 20 days, that, you know, the angel never would have appeared. And nowhere in there does it say that there is this absolute hard and fast correlation here. But let me go to the New Testament, where Jesus says that we need to keep on asking and we'll find, and that we need to keep on seeking, and that we need to keep on knocking, and that the door will be open to us. He's not saying that, you know, you do it once and you walk away, but he's saying that we need to be persistent, that we need to come expectantly, that we need to come with something on our minds that we're saying, I need this thing, I want this thing, I need to know Jesus more. I need this thing that I'm praying about to come. If God has placed a burden on your heart, can I encourage you to pray for it, to not give up? Daniel waited 21 days to hear the answer to his prayer. How long are you willing to pray to hear the answer to yours? Because prayer is spiritual warfare. Your prayer is spiritual warfare. And I hope that you're willing to engage in that prayer for yourself, for the mission of Jesus Christ, for the persecuted church, for all these things. Because God loves you so much and he loves them so much. If you're on board with this and if you're wanting to begin to pray more diligently, if you're wanting to begin to engage on a battle that is won and lost on your knees, then here's what I want you to do this week. I want you to keep on praying for the things that Jesus has put on your heart. If he's put something on your heart, don't give up. Don't say, well, never mind then, I must have misunderstood. But pray diligently for the things that he has placed on your heart and do not give up. How many of you have heard stories of the parent that prayed for decades, literally decades, for their child to come back to Christ? And after decades, they see their answer fulfilled, or they see their prayer answered. You don't know how long it'll take, but let me encourage you, do not give up, because the battle's won. The war is won. The victory is won. Jesus has won it all. And we don't pray to ourselves, but we pray to the God who is in charge of it all. And we pray with the authority of the Holy Spirit, which is placed on us when we believe. Amen. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this group of people, and I just ask that this short devotional thought, that it'll be something that they consider and that they chew on, Lord God. And that as we transition into a time of worship, as we transition into a time of praying together, Lord, that you will be with these people and that you will guide them, and that you will bring them into a place in your presence that they have never been before as they enter into prayer, and as they do so with a new attitude and a new vigor. So, Lord, I thank you for each of these people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Maybe you're listening and you've been seeking Jesus for a while, trying to make sense of who he is and what he's all about. I want you to know that God, in his infinite love, has been pursuing you. God wants to have a life-giving relationship with you, but the fact is that every person is born with a rebellious heart and is separated from the life that only comes from a true relationship with their Creator. So, God did something magnificent. He knew that we could not repair the broken relationship ourselves, so he came to us. And we're told that while we were still sinners in active rebellion against God, Jesus Christ died for us. In John 3:16, Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." So, If you're ready to have that newfound life through a relationship with Jesus, I'd like to invite you to pray a prayer with me, confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Master and believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead. As you dedicate your life to following Christ Jesus, you will receive forgiveness for your sins and you will be adopted into the family of God. Let's pray. God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I deserve the consequences of my sin. However, I'm trusting in your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Savior. I believe that his death and resurrection provided for my forgiveness. I trust in Jesus and Jesus alone as my Master and my Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me and forgiving me. Help me to leave my old ways behind and to live as you would have me live from this time forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer from your heart, I want to welcome you into the family of God. Your next step is to connect with a local church so that you can be shown how to grow in this new relationship. I'd love to help you with that, so if you made that decision today, please send me an email to pastor@abundantsprings.church. That's P-A-S-T-O-R at abundantsprings.church, and I'll be sure to follow up with you. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next week for more Bible-based encouragement.